Hello? Hello?
Hello, is this Jamie?
It is. Hi, Laura. You're okay?
Hi, I'm okay. Sorry, I got kind of caught up at work there, so I was like, I'll phone him on my route back to where I needed to go. So I thought I'd give you a wee phone back. So
No,
apologies for missing
that's
your call.
absolutely fine. So, are you okay to speak for a moment? Yes.
Yes, no, I've got time to speak, yeah.
Right, okay. So, I'm from INS Law, okay? And we were obviously contacting you in relation to the inquiry we got about the Scottish Redress Scheme application. So before I begin, I just need some base details from yourself. So I've got your full name as Laura Ann McLaughlin, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Perfect. And your title, is it Miss, Mrs., Ms.?
It's Miss.
Miss. Okay, that's fine. And have you ever been known by any other names? Have you changed your name by deed, marriage, etc.?
No, I haven't, no.
Right, okay. And can you confirm your date of birth for me?
Yeah, it was the 1st of the 11th, 1994.
Right, okay. And your current address?
It's 842 Wallock.
What was that? Sorry, your line, the line broke up a little then. 84.
So FORTHVIEW.
Fourth view.
Yep, that's the one.
Right, have you got the postcode?
Yeah, it's EH33
Yep.
1FE.
Right, okay. And what number fourth view walk was it again? Sorry.
Number 8.
Number 8 fourth view walk. Right, that's perfect. So, and also we take this information because we find at a later stage in the application sometimes some of the institutions who we need information from request some additional details that identify
That's
relevant
okay.
records. So, have you
Yeah.
got your mother's name, please?
Yes, her name is Sarah McLaughlin.
Sarah McLaughlin, right? And your father's name?
Yep, is Mark Anderson, and they are both deceased.
Right, okay. And the number I'm speaking to you on now, is that the best to speak to you on moving forward?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is my personal number.
Right, okay. And in terms of your preferred method of contact, are you okay to be contacted via email, SMS, phone call? Any
Any, to be
contact?
honest, yeah, I don't
Right.
mind. There's no preference there.
That's absolutely fine. And just to let you know, now that we've got all the base details, all these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. I can obviously now begin to go through who we are and what we could potentially assist you with. So from the outset, I need to say that I do appreciate discussing any experiences connected with your application. Can be
Yep.
difficult and upsetting. So feel free to take your time during the call. If you need a break, any further explanations on anything we discuss, any support, or you just want to continue at another time, let me know at any stage. Okay?
Yep, no worries.
Great. And do you suffer with any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make me aware of at this stage?
I mean, I've not got any communication issues, but I've got very complex mental health issues. That is, I guess, a direct link from childhood into adolescent and adulthood trauma. So yeah, I've got quite complex diagnoses there in the sense of mental health.
Okay. And are you on medication for this?
Yes, I am.
Right, and you're receiving assistance from your GP, yes?
And I have mental health services involved as well.
Right, okay. Thank you. So the purpose of today's call is for me to explain to you what the Scottish Redress Scheme is, explain the options available to you, explain how we here at INS Law operate, discuss the funding of the application and gather any initial information I need to assess your eligibility to the scheme. Is that okay? Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Great. So, and you may be aware of this, but I do have to inform you irrespective of it, but the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse for people who were incurred in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important at this stage that you understand all of the available options before deciding whether to instruct INS Law. So the scheme, you can't do it completely by yourself. You can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without any legal assistance. Obviously, that would entail you completing all the applications on your own, obtaining all the evidence from potential institutions, as we like to call them, who may hold information from you, drafting your own witness statement and making your own final submissions to the scheme. The alternative is you could instruct the solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So these are some solicitors who are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under that government scheme, these solicitors can receive up to approximately £2,000 plus VAT, and they get paid regardless of whether you are successful with your application or not. Here at INS Law, we don't operate under that statutory scheme, and we do not get paid by the government whatsoever, whether you win or lose. If you do decide to instruct us here at INS Law, you'd be choosing a private legal representation under what we call a CFA or a conditional fee agreement. So we would not be paid by the government for assisting you in any way. So at this stage, can you just confirm, have you instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application?
No, I have not.
Right, okay. So you do understand you can apply without a solicitor. You understand that there are government-funded legal options. You do understand that INS Law does not operate under the government-funded options, and that if we are able to represent you, it will be under a conditional fee agreement, which I can explain in a bit more detail during this conversation. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
So the conditional fee agreement, people often refer to them as no win, no fees. So this basically means that if your application is unsuccessful, you will not pay anything to us for providing the service. And in the same sense, we will not receive any payment whatsoever if your application is unsuccessful. If you withdraw your application on our advice, so if we believe that there isn't enough evidence, or if we believe that potentially you're not eligible for If you're not eligible for the redress scheme, then we would advise you to withdraw your application. If your application is successful, however, and you do receive a redress payment, our fees will consist of basic charges based on the time spent and the success fee. However, the total fees, including the VAT, are capped entirely at no more than 16% plus VAT of the redress payment. So even if we put in, say, for example, it'd never be this high, but for example, if we put in £50,000 worth of time into your case, we would not charge you £50,000. We would charge you whatever you get awarded from the scheme. We cap it at 16% plus VAT. We'd never take a penny more. Do you understand that, yes?
Understand that.
Yep, great, okay. So I do have to let you know as well, the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on an entirely discretionary basis. So it's important that I make clear at this stage that we cannot guarantee your application will be successful, and we can't guarantee the level of award the scheme may give you. Obviously, later down the line, when we've obviously got a lot more information in, we'll be able to give an indication of the likely levels, but the scheme operates, as I said before, on an entirely discretionary basis. Is that okay? Do you understand that element?
Yep.
Great, okay. So, in terms of, if instructed, what we can assist you with, so in the first instance, we'll assess whether you're eligible to apply for the redress scheme. We will gather and review all of the evidence we need to support your application. We'll obviously prepare and submit the application to the scheme. We will deal with all correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme. If and when the scheme makes an offer of an award, we will then get independent legal advice. So although we could provide the advice, what we opt to do is get completely independent, impartial legal advice from a third-party Scottish lawyer. And what they would do is they would give you pragmatic and completely impartial advice on if the award's acceptable, essentially, and everything you need to know in relation to accepting that award. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, we'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered. So if you are offered an award, accepting it, you have to sign something called a statutory waiver. That statutory waiver, essentially, you give away your rights to sue any of these institutions independently if you accept an award from the scheme. Also, we will provide any assistance with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So say, for example, the scheme offered a what we would consider a low amount based on the levels of award. If we believe, based on your circumstances and what you suffered, that you should be entitled to more, we will then also push back and ask for it to be reconsidered or reviewed entirely, and we would do all the work in the background that goes into that process. Is that okay? Do you understand all that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. So as I said about the statutory waiver a few moments ago, so if the offer is made, we will fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide to accept anything. And as I said, it's important because accepting the award and signing the waiver can impact your ability to pursue any future civil claims you might want to pursue against these institutions. You would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences of acceptance.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's understandable, yeah.
Right, okay. So signing up with INS, we have a 14-day grace period or a cancellation period. So if you decide to proceed today, you'll have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. So you can cancel the agreement for any reason whatsoever. You don't even have to give a reason within that 14-day period. If you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights remain. So if you are willing to sign up, are you happy for us to begin work immediately on your application as opposed to waiting for the 14-day period to elapse?
So could you give me till tomorrow to phone, and I promise I will phone you back, just giving me a wee bit of time just to think it all through regarding all the information that you've just provided, and I will give you a wee call back tomorrow morning to either proceed or not proceed, but just to give me just a wee bit of time to think it all over, if that's okay.
Of course. Do you want me to just finish providing the initial information just so you're fully aware and you're...
Yeah, just so
you've got all the information needed. So obviously as a part of the application, we have certain anti-money laundering regulations and identity verification checks we need to carry out. So if you do sign up with us and we proceed with the application, we just need a copy of a photo ID or a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date.
No worries.
So in relation, because you want to make your decision, so what I'll do is I'm going to stop at this point, because the next point is where we go into a bit more detail about the institutions you were in, when you were in them, and what abuse you may have suffered. So if you want some time to think it over, that's fine. I will pop a date in my diary. If I don't hear from you by tomorrow afternoon, I'll give you a call. As I said, there's no obligation to proceed whatsoever. Okay?
No worries, that's perfect. No, that's absolutely fine. As I said, I'm swaying towards it, absolutely going towards it, but I just would like some time just to kind of like think it through and stuff like that. But
I completely understand. It can be quite a hard decision. We have that with a lot of our clients. A lot of our clients towards the end of the process are always extremely happy that they've signed up. I believe it gives, obviously, it's not only the monetary compensation, it's the somewhat closure, the recognition and the apology, ultimately, that you would ultimately receive from the scheme. So that's absolutely fine, Laura. I'll leave you with that, okay? I'll pop you in my diary for tomorrow afternoon if I don't hear from you in the morning time. What I will do is I'll just wait to hear from you. If not, I'll give you a quick call. Like I said, if you don't want to proceed, it's fine. You don't have to. There's no obligation to proceed, but we will be here to assist if you choose us, okay?
No worries. That's perfect. Thanks very much for that.
Anytime, Laura. You take care now.
Have a lovely day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.